Welcome back to the King of Wakanda Show 2.0. I am your host, King Steven. Now, on this episode, I am going to talk to you about Christmas shopping. Because Christmas shopping has already started and people are out there trying to find the best deals, even if in this COVID condition. So here's what I'm going to tell you to start doing. Now, I know some of you guys are basically looking for stuff for people on Christmas. But here's the thing. You have to take account on this whole COVID thing. So if you are willing to go out there and start doing some Christmas shopping, here's what I would do. Now, some of these stores do pickups. Do in-store pickups. Like Target, Walmart, Meijer, and also other stores like GameStop, and even the Exchange, and even some of the stores up in Castleton. So here's what I would do. I would place your order online from one of these stores. Pay for it already. Then head to the store and just pick it up. That's what I do. Because here's the thing. We're trying to make sure everyone is safe during this whole COVID season. And also, we want you to be smart on how you do your Christmas shopping. Because I have seen people go through a lot of stuff during Christmas shopping. Just take a look at the what we have right after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. We have seen deals going out on TVs, game systems, everything. There's been a lot of fights. There's been a lot of people going in hospitals. Everything. You name it. But we're trying to avoid that. So just pay for your stuff online. And just go pick it up at the store and just call it a day. Okay. Now, if you are playing it safe and want to do online shopping instead, you should try eBay, Amazon, and of course the other stuff you can just have it shipped to your house. Because they're doing a lot of deals today, and a lot of people are trying to avoid all that whole going out to do your shopping. That's actually it's actually a good idea, to be honest. Because let me tell you a story how I basically did things easier. This happened about last year. And I was on the verge trying to get all my Christmas shopping done. I bought my brother James Christmas gifts from Amazon, and basically the shipping was almost expensive, but I signed up for Amazon Prime and got that discount. It saved me a lot of money, and it got all my stuff that I ordered for all the Christmas shopping here on time. Now, also, another one I basically ordered online. It was for my fiance. I surprised my fiance with a gorgeous, beautiful ring that's basically the shape of a flower. And since I signed up for their membership on the day about few weeks before I proposed to her, I've gotten discounts everywhere on that. Free shipping. And let me tell you, getting those discounts and all those perks for online shopping, it really pays out. Now, here's what I would do on getting stuff for Christmas breakfast and also Christmas dinner. I would do a mobile order from Walmart or on Meijer. So that way you can pick it up. That would save you at least between 45 minutes to an hour if you just do your shopping online. Because think about it. Doing Christmas dinner and Christmas breakfast, it's a lot of time and a lot of breath on this one. But you have to be real smart on this one. What I would do on Christmas breakfast, here's what me and my brothers do. We come up with a plan on this one. We would get what we would eat on Christmas Day for breakfast. Like scrambled eggs, hard-boiled eggs, bacon, biscuits, and also hash browns. And of course, sausage. And of course, orange juice. But in honor of our mom every single year, we also even get cranberry juice. Well, crangrape. As our mom turns on to having us drinking cranberry, it was very good. I miss my mom every day. Now, what we would basically do for Christmas dinner, if we couldn't go over a friend's house or family's house, we would make Christmas dinner here. And it actually made more sense. Because what my mom and my brothers and I did, we went out Christmas shopping about a few days before Christmas to get the breakfast. We get the dinner. We did fried chicken wings. We did ham, macaroni and cheese. Also, I believe we did we did spinach. We also get rolls. And also we do dressing, which is very awesome and very delicious. And of course, we basically do your traditional sodas, like your Pepsi, your Mountain Dews, Cokes, and of course throw in some lemonade and some pink lemonade too. You see, it's all about timing and all about being patient. Now, I do know when it comes to Christmas dinner, certain people want to do a little something different. And that is do turkey. Let me tell you what I would do with a turkey. I would watch a video that Gordon Ramsay did. He created a truffle butter just stuck inside the skin of the turkey. Now I know certain people be like, "Oh, why is he sticking butter in the turkey?" I know it's unorthodox, but here's the thing. When I saw the butter he made and also stick it in there, it actually kind of makes more sense. Because the butter actually makes the turkey more moist and juicy and tender. And you also put butter on top of it and drizzle with some olive oil to keep the butter from burning. Trust me, you do not want the butter to be burning, okay? Now, he also did a, when a turkey got done and basically just rested, yeah, you just put aluminum foil on top of the pan. He found out that the juices from the juices and fat from the turkey, he somehow made a delicious gravy. He created something very good. I have never seen that before. Now, this year, I'm not going to be doing turkey, but I'm going to be doing something a little different. Because my family and I, including my fiance, who will be my wife soon, I'm going to make sure we do a nice Christmas dinner. Because Mom would have wanted that. And it's time for me to step up my game. But enough about me. Now, I do notice that certain people want to get alcohol this year. And I know going to the store is a hassle, but also going to the liquor store too. But here's the thing. If you're going to get alcohol, you got to be smart on this one. Take advantage of all their deals. Kroger's got some good deals on getting alcohol. Oh, by the way, you got to be 21 or over to do that. Anyone who's under 21, do not drink. As I was saying, you should also go check out Meijer. They got good deals. Walmart. All the liquor stores. They got great discounts and deals. But the other store I would also have you guys check out is a place downtown on Market Street. It's called Needler's. It's basically the new version of a Marsh. They have good, excellent stuff down. I mean, you go in and like, you can smell all the freshness from the fruits, from the veggies, everything. So guys, check out every deal you look at, from foods, from everything you do in Christmas shopping on. Take advantage of this, and also take advantage on the in-store pickup. And also online shopping. Because we're trying to basically eliminate the spread of this whole COVID thing. I know it's ridiculous, but everyone's got to do it. And if it was up to me, I would take off this mask right now and be good. But no. We can't take out these masks until we know that the danger of this COVID is 100% good. So everyone out there who is doing their shopping for food and also for Christmas shopping, please, please, God, please wear your mask. Guys, by wearing your mask, you're not just saving yourself. You're saving the people around you that you're going into these places for. Now, I'm going to give you guys one more piece of advice on shopping. Now, I do know that certain people regularly do this. And that's coming from, that's basically buying jewelry. Guys, buy your jewelry online, okay? Because as much as I would like for you guys go in there and go in person, people, it's kind of like a hassle during the holiday season. I mean, it wasn't a hassle for me, but I'm saying because of this whole COVID thing. Because you got people going to be building up all these lines at different places. I'm talking like the malls, everywhere that sells jewelry. Besides, if you go online and buy your jewelry for that special someone, you're basically saving a lot of time and money on there. That's right. Y'all basically do your jewelry shopping online. Y'all don't have to go nowhere. Well, that concludes on the Christmas shopping part for today. Join me tomorrow when I do another episode on safe travels during the holidays. And also, I'm also bringing back the another episode on COVID updates. So everybody stay tuned to that. And make sure you guys tune in soon, because by the end of this year, I am doing something a little different. I am doing YouTube videos on my podcast show. But I'm trying to get everything worked out first. Hopefully it'll work out to my favor. And main thing, I'm trying to get more people to listen and also get more subscribers. So go tell your friends all about this podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. And also, my podcast channel, listening. Go on Spotify. Go all the platforms you can get to. And I'm just going to leave you with this. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Happy holidays. And Wakanda forever. Bye, guys.